Through their text, the second verse, they understand that there are three kinds of persons. Because of their small, intermediate, and supreme capacities. So what it means when it says small, middling, and supreme capacities, or persons with these three capacities is. Basically, how it
are you on?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's battery. Is it working?
It's on here. Hmm.
Right.
It should be back in the box.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So these three different types of beings refer to beings with different intellectual capacity. And so the characteristic features of these individuals. Says I shall write clearly distinguishing the characteristic, individual characteristics, which means what kind of person they are. These three types of beings are will be dealt with.
Well, that is another thing, but now the Hibuki, 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 h내가내차례차례이기도되지라고기누구니지나게이도면서라몸도쉬고와다들기도전자라인다와서이기자고와너제기도전자라기부기너제또는게제기논다도숨이와내가다도니지다도들라다와서이기자도숨이자고와接下来讲我就对一部分都认识到所以就是所有所有人的第一下来第二部分都是了大家就来大家就没有所有的愿望那个我就还没有我的人进去他都在了他把这影响他把这影响进去他这个我就有什么想我就想到所以要这里所以说我就要这里所以说我就要这里所以说我就要这里所以说我就要这里所以说我就要这里所以说我就要这里상위추종사기늦어지라늦어도중요하지내가좀말로말로늦어지다다들도되는게다들도되는게아니지순간너무좀못되나다들뭐누워가서이순간아니냐예측같은게아니냐내가오늘나도기원소를지탁해야몇식타워지를탁해다시금탑승나무도누워기울도순도여행이냐대도야지또누워야되라도는게누워人民尊严还在这儿是他学过第一呢说了基本上这些修正都有身体这些都是学的话第一个是用人身体使用过的那这个是他就是念写他就是念下身体什么人呢他就会学了这个是他一生活就是什么都不会
So, with regards to the three types of beings mentioned here, why do we basically have these three types of beings? It is for the reason that what we seek, our goal in terms of that, there are three different things. One is the temporary goal. It's not talking about the, some goal that you achieve in this life only, not only you know, getting caught up in the pleasures and things of this life alone, but we're here talking about gaining a certain higher rebirth in the next life. And so that is the, that is one goal of these three types of beings.And so the higher rebirth refers to rebirth in, as humans or gods. And then so this is the temporary goal. And then there's the final ultimate goal within which there are basically two, which are those of the nirvana and then the ultimate enlightenment of the Buddhahood.That omniscient state, and so there are, since there are these types of beings who wish for a higher rebirth in the next life initially, and then there are those who wish to become liberated, reaching that of the nirvana, and then there are those who seek omniscience.And so because of these three types of beings, seeking these three different goals, we have the teachings of the Buddha can be summarized into these three teachings pertaining to these three beings. And so However, vast and extensive teachings that the Buddha may have given, all of them can be either the means to achieve their higher rebirth in the next life, or they can be means of leading us to nirvana, or leading us to the final goal of enlightenment. So there is no teaching of the Buddha which doesn't fall into these three categories as means of leading us to the higher the rebirth, nirvana, or that of omniscience, the Buddhahood. And because of this reason, we say there are these three different types of beings who seek the temporary and ultimate goal. Then the third verse says, know that those who are by whatever means seek for themselves no more than the pleasures of cyclic existence are persons of the least capacity. So this shows who are known as beings with small capacity. What that refers to is those who only wish for a higher rebirth in the next life. And so in order to achieve that goal, the means that they engage in are those of contemplating the preciousness of this human existence and the human existence as well and how difficult it is to find, and also thinking about the impermanence of this life, thinking about the causal relationship between cause and effect, karma, and then taking refuge. And so, in other words, in terms of the law of causality, they think about how the negative actions bring about suffering to them, and how the positive actions bring about happiness for them. And so, thinking that they wishing to have a higher rebirth in the next life, they engage in the practices where they do meditation on these different points, and particularly primarily they meditate on the cause, the law of causality, and arouses himself this wish to take refuge in the three jewels. And so through that practice, and mainly by taking refuge in the three jewels and therefore thinking about the law of causality, they engage in their practices, which would lead them to the higher rebirth in the next life. And so in this text where it mentions that they seek for themselves no more than what the Tibetan sum means only. So that refers to the type of being, and this type of being only wish to be born in a higher realm of existence in the next life, and that is their goal. And so they feel satisfied to if they could achieve that, and then accordingly engage in the practices leading them to that goal. Says those who seek peace for themselves alone, turning their back on worldly pleasures and avoiding destructive actions, are said to be of middling capacity. So this shows the beings. This shows the characteristic features of a being of middling capacity. So long as what they seek, what this type of being seeks, is that of the freedom from samsara. And so what they come to the conclusion that, that whatever life form you may be born into, in so long as it is in samsara, within the samsara, they see that nothing is substantial. There's no essence, and there's no stability in any kind of called experiences. And so, this. The human existence that we have now is part of that, and we find it in good, but this is still within the samsara of existence, and so there is no essence to it. So seeing that, then they turn their back to samsara and work for nirvana. Which is called the true peace, the peaceful state of nirvana. And the text says, avoiding destructive actions. Now here, the destructive actions are they're usually translated as negative actions, and non-virtuous actions. And so it doesn't only refer to negative and non-virtuous actions, but the actions, whether they are negative or positive, which are brought about by what we normally call as the mental afflictions, called hatred, desire and so forth. So long as actions are brought about by these negative thoughts and emotions, they are termed here as digba or destructive actions. And so these the beings of middling school avoid doing any kind of negative actions, these destructive actions, by seeing that these are things to be overcome and from their mind stream. And so they seek the peace of nirvana, because so long as you are born in samsara, there is suffering and everywhere, because this kind of samsaric existence is a result of our actions and those of the negative thoughts and emotions. And so they see that nothing in samsara has any substance and any essence, and therefore they seek that liberation. And so these type of persons are, on the one hand, within the structure of the three beings, they are called the beings of intermediate school, and within the structure where you also divide the teaching of Buddha into greater and lesser vehicles, these type of people are those who are in fall into the category of lesser vehicle. And so the practices that the beings of the intermediate school do is based on the teaching, comes from the teaching on the Four Noble Truths, which the Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha taught in his first turning of the wheel of Dharma in Varanasi to those the first five human disciples and others. And so that's the teaching on the Four Noble Truths, basically teaches the practice for these beings, the intermediate school.
Nobody did a bit of shooting. Nobody said. So, Timon, who was taking it, took on the other door. nimaji nyanengi nalas hanishi uchuna wala nipige nimaji tibetan kurwa nimaji shukuna nimaji shukuna kwa dhulu wa togo samengi tiwa tumwa tante so wana suna di tiwa tumwa chukura di nyanengi 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 nabani uchuchi chate sati kemenda soa wa ta teji gata nyanengi chukua sama beji ula nyanengi chukua
And so this, the teaching on the Four Noble Truths in which the Buddha taught that pointed to the samsaric existence of the aggregates, saying this is the noble truth of suffering, that this is the noble truth of the origin of suffering, and this is the noble truth of the cessation, and then this is the noble truth of the path. And so although the first turning of the wheel generally is understood to be the teaching for those of the lesser vehicle and followers of the lesser vehicle, but we must understand that this particular the teaching on the Four Noble Truths also is extremely important for the followers of the Mahayana path also. Although it was mainly taught to the Hinayana practitioners, the Four Noble Truths become essential when it comes to practice the Dharma. It is essential for all types of beings, whether they are from the Hinayana tradition or Mahayana, becomes extremely important because all the teachings can be brought into these within the context of the Four Noble Truths, and therefore, whether you are even if you are practicing Mahayana or even within Mahayana, that of the sacred Mantrayana, you have to base on the Four Noble Truths. Yes,
but why you are not doing it? That you would have been sick. But you would see on the page, I won't see you really down with. You will not find a Tibet that I don't see. Who is it? 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 Who is it?
I don't know what I'm saying. But now you are the same way I have found what is in it. The boy is a baller, and the gummy moon was always. Did you call it more than what I do? You know, let him move over it. 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 Let him move over it.
So this particular verse shows these four noble truths as well, because the second in the second line, you find in the text, it says, turning their back on worldly pleasures. So this shows although there are those who are pleasurable and experiences and all that in samsara, but these are the results of our common delusions. And so long as the experiences are under the influence of these, then they are within samsaric experience, and therefore this one shows that of the noble truth of suffering. And then the third line shows the noble truth of the origin of suffering, which comes down to basically the two things, which are the karma and delusions. And so long as the actions that we do, we create, and karma that we create, are under the influence of those of the mental afflictions, then the result they bring about is only samsaric and suffering. And therefore, unless and until you are able to do, you are able to overcome the karma and the delusions, you will not be free from the suffering. And therefore, what this also show is that you need to engage in the practices, the path which leads to the attainment of the cessation. And so the first line, in the English translation, we find it in the first line, where it says, those who seek the peace for themselves alone. Because this one shows that of the noble truth of cessation. So cessation is attained by applying the path, the true path within yourself. And what that path does is that of overcoming the delusions, which in turn stops the creation of new karma. And then because of that, you don't have to go into this round of samsara. And so in this way, this particular, this verse shows the four noble truths. So within the context of the practice of those of the beings with intermediate scope, what you do is that of practicing contemplating the faults of samsara. And so you think about the faults of samsara by contemplating the suffering nature of samsara, which in turn comes from those of the karma, and then which are brought about by our delusions and particularly their ignorance. And so in this way the beings with intermediate school think about the samsaric fault and then look at how they can actually stop this samsaric existence, the suffering, And they see that in order to stop suffering, they have to stop creating karma. And in order to do that, they have to overcome the delusions and primarily that of ignorance, which is misconception of the true nature of things. And so they see that they see how we suffer in samsara on the one hand, and then also see what actually, I mean, how the process of how we are propelled into this samsaric existence. And so they think in terms of the causality of the samsaric existence. That the sufferings are brought about by the causes of the origin of suffering, which are those that led to karma and delusions. And particularly, primarily they see that the ignorance is the root cause of samsara and of sufferings. And therefore they put effort in realizing this true insight into this, what is known as the selflessness. Which in turn should be based on those of that of concentration, meditative concentration, and this is built upon the foundation of ethical conduct. And so within the context of the practices of the beings of the intermediate school, you have those of the three trainings of higher wisdom, higher concentration, and higher morality.
I don't know if you can do it. I'm going to go to the house.
Yeah, don't want to go on making me the kids.
이동안들이
Then the next verse is those who through their personal suffering truly want to end completely all the suffering of others are persons of supreme capacity. So, now what this shows is the how, the characteristic feature of the definition of a being with a great school. What type of person this is that someone who sees the condition that they are in, and someone who sees that he or she is in such a condition where he or she is suffering, and because of his or her own karma and delusion, and so they see that. So long as they are under the power of those of the karma and delusions, there is going to be suffering. However good a samsaric existence may be, they are born into, it's going to be in the nature of suffering. And so we know this from our own experience that we have this human body now, this human life. But however good the living conditions and so forth we may have, we still know that we are always not satisfied. And so what this shows is that there's something wrong with this kind of existence. Why that is so? Because the cause which brought about such an existence, and there's something wrong with it. And so the very cause which brought about this kind of existence that we have now are those of the karma and our delusions. And so long as we are under the influence of this kind of causes, then there is not going to be any satisfaction. There's going to be suffering all the time. And therefore, the beings with the greatest hope realize that, and they develop this this thought definitely to go out of samsara. And but then, although they realize that the samsara is the result of delusion, they don't think of liberating themselves alone. But what they think instead is of other sentient beings who are suffering like them in samsara. And so taking the suffering that they have even as an example, they go on from there to realize the suffering of other sentient beings. And then when they contemplate and ponder on the suffering of others, they become sympathetic, they are compassionate to them. So there is this development of compassion towards other sentient beings, wishing them out of samsara. And so this type of being doesn't seek liberation for himself or herself alone, but seeks liberation for all sentient beings in samsara, because they see that so long as beings are under the power of karma and delusions, there is going to be suffering. no matter how good and sometimes difficult they may be in, and they may have, and they are bound to suffer, and therefore they wish all sentient beings out of suffering. And therefore, you see here that on the one hand, this particular the verse shows the development of compassion, seeing the nature of suffering of other sentient beings, and therefore, when you think about the thought of renunciation, there is known as thought of renunciation, which is this thought, the wish to be out of suffering. And thinking about the suffering of oneself, you want to be out of it. And then the same kind of logic applies also to others, and therefore you turn your mind towards others and see them suffering and wish them out of suffering. So then you have compassion. So it's on the one hand you think about suffering of yourself and generate renunciation, and on the other hand you think about suffering of others and generate compassion for them. And so, within this context of the beings with of greater school, what we have is the two popular techniques of developing the spirit of enlightenment, bodhicitta. The seven point instruction of the cause and effect instruction, and then the other one is that of equalizing and exchanging self with others. And so, on the one hand, as said earlier, we have to think about the suffering nature of ourselves, and seeing and acknowledging that we are in this kind of condition, we also extend the same understanding and insight by looking at other sentient beings and being in the same condition and suffering nature. And then, on the one hand, you think about the suffering nature of all sentient beings in samsara and become compassionate and develop these understanding or the insight into, you know, recognizing all sentient beings as your mother, and then thinking about their kindness, repaying their kindness, and so forth. So on the one hand, you have to see the suffering nature of sentient beings, but that is not enough, because even those followers of the Hinayana system do think about the suffering nature of themselves. And so, because they see themselves in the condition, in the samsara condition where they suffer, they turn their back to samsara and then wish for liberation. But what they lack is that compassion, love and compassion towards other sentient beings. Why that is so is because they don't think about the suffering nature of other sentient beings. And because of that, they are not able to cultivate the compassion and love towards others. Whereas in this context, we need to see also the fact that other sentient beings are, we are dependent on other sentient beings. We are connected with them. And we have relied on other sentient beings, we rely on other sentient beings in our life, we will still do in the future. And so there's no escape from this dependence on other sentient beings. And because of that, we have to see on the one hand the suffering nature of sentient beings, and on the other hand that we are dependent on others. And when we think in terms of the dependence on others, then we can think about achieving those of the bodhicitta, which is brought about by the six different courses, or by following the technique of equalizing and exchanging that with others. And so thinking about suffering of others, we develop that compassion towards others, really wishing them out of suffering, and we see that we are connected and dependent on them. And so whatever, however small good experience we may have, and they come in relation to and in connection with other beings in samsara, and therefore we have to think about the very fact that we are dependent on others, and then go on with the development of the bodhicitta following the two different techniques.
Ramana
所以说我现在这次的马戏团说了还要买的就哎就好讲过或者讲人有点忙啊就好讲人这全部就剩个有朋友去那甚至咱们也要弄到甚至到亚红会这个都到了抓的抓的浪漫你怎么会看一些不过一些特别重要
知道你下班了Then the next verse shows the and it's talking about doing certain ritual or ceremony to cultivate the bodhicitta. In following certain ceremony make your determination of bodhicitta firm. And so what we need to first is in order to have true bodhicitta, we need to have what is known as the special resolve. And then for that we need compassion. And so with the help of compassion and the special resolve, we should develop the bodhicitta within ourselves. Now, with regard to this bodhicitta, ideally you should have genuine experience of bodhicitta within that yourself. But even if that is not that may not be the case, you still should have a certain what is known as simulated of experience of bodhicitta within yourself. And so for that, I mean, what it shows is that you have to train your mind in order to experience these things, and the compassion, the special resolve, and then the bodhicitta needs lots of training of the mind. And once you have developed even the bodhicitta, even if it may be just a simulated experience, you should try to affirm to yourself that you will not lose this experience, but hold on to it and steadfast. And so, in order to do that, you follow certain ceremony and making certain pledge to yourself that you will not lose this experience of bodhicitta, but you know, increase it. And so, for that, you go through certain ritual. And here, the text says, for those excellent beings who desire supreme enlightenment, I shall explain the perfect method taught by the spiritual teachers. And so, the spiritual teachers or lamas or gurus refer to the teachers of Master Adishaya himself, and going back. To those of the great masters of India, Nagarjuna, Asanga, and Shantideva, and so forth.
Other Joel and Way is what? Three Joel is the last. Three Joel is the new one. Mosim, the Joel. Losing the Finnish watch. Don't want any Joel. Anything is talking with.
So within this ceremony or ritual where you generate this bodhicitta, there are two types of bodhicitta that you deal with which are those of the aspiring bodhicitta and then engaging bodhicitta. So you do ceremonies in connection with these two types of bodhicitta.
Was it number one?
그거 삼발을 믿고 가서 오세요.
And then within the ritual for the aspiring bodhicitta, which is easier than the ritual for the engaging bodhicitta, you have two different kinds of rituals. One is the ritual for what's known as an ordinary aspiring bodhicitta, and then the other is the pledged aspiring bodhicitta.
다다무 반복을 조화지세 조화제 동구자가 노베 당기 노베 노산 제후를 하소다 그래서 내가 알고 있다 같이 있는 거 노산 제후를 하소다 표전 당시 원천아 내도 누구의 원고도 지저와 이체로 자오 너무 좋아. 너무 소상하지. 너무 좋아. 소상하고. 여자는 좋아하고 좋습니다. 여자는 소상하지. 응? 소질지. 소상하고 소상하고. 너무 소상해야 소상이 생산다고. 소상하지. 소상이 생산해야 하잖아. 노상지 누구라고. 노비 상지 준비지. 상지 생각 투하지. 누구. 누구 안 먹으라고. 된 양으로. 모습이. 미 생이 돼. 상위생의 도박이 있는데 우리는 부분이란 삶 그런데 골라서 와 그래서 상계상 인지한테 많이 느껴졌을때마다 아무라고 되려다 된적이 제스마도가 된적이 구상이 되어 그런데 골라서 와 네? 그런데 골라서 와 표정 투기지 표정이 중계된 당시 중계된 데는 유럽에 이제 그런 게 있는데 시행도는 뭐 유럽 마사마 예동받지 이래가 고소와 무슨 조이들 상기 풍부와 상기 풍부가 되고 그게 최대구와 수기 때문에 나이는 유나 지지기 도시 여성 못 살니까 강의도 이제 먼저 지지기 도시 마타마는 여성 못 지지기를 먹고 싶어 그래서 딱히 원소나 그래서 상관없이 원소나 저기 눈에는 또 보약이면 너나 누구라도 기적을 치워들 저 수도 있으면 그 남의 상태 대한민 조금 너무 많이 봐 저거 너무 이제 저거 상무도 기적을 치워 수도 검지 기적 막 저렇게 수시 상무 저거 잡아 그래서 주로 상무이 처반한 뭐 주제에 대해서 그래서 너무 지금 뭐라 상무이 처반한 뭐 주제야지 얘네도 뭐라 상무이 나중에 또 얘네도 이 좋아 좀 그래서 이거는 주주를 좋아 잡아 돼 뭐 이거는 나중에 또 이거 그래서 이거는 그래서 군사물이 많아서 그런 사물이 많아서 이거는 당연히 너무 약해, 많이 싫어. 먼저 담보가 중국어. 이게 겨우 쉬워. 이 겨우 가리려서 담보가 중국어. 신진 대통령은 도로 잡고 텐션에서 담보가 되고. 누가든 신진 대통령은 도로 잡고 신진 말하고 시키소나? 그 담보가 되고. 담배 자세는 예전에 신별님이 나는 매도님이 진짜 매도는 담배에 대해서 생각은 시에 점점 맞으나? 생각은 뭐해? 생각은 시에 점점 맞으나? 점점 제도가 변경이 되는 거야. 동물과 겨울이 되는 거야. 생각은 여기 와서 생각은 심심히 시에 대자잖아? 남부와래 점점 되고. 나중에 생각은 되려면 남이 안 믿어. 왜냐면 점점 제도나? 점점 시에 되는 관심이 되는 거야. 과연은 지금 영화실이 뭐야? 영화실도 관심이 되고. 남부와 다니는 관심이 좋은 거야. 인가 중국이. 당전전에는 방향성이 인가 중국. 인자고, 여기 저런 동물이고. 동물 전에 내면 또나? 이 가위 잡으러 가세요. 무슨 일을 하자, 삶의 중인 저쪽이? 무슨 당전전에 하자, 야몽을 하고. 나쁘게 기뻐, 가위 기뻐, 서워. 그렇지? 당전전에 하자, 나쁘게 기뻐. 세지, 당연히, 세기 명예비 기뻐하고, 세지 명예비 기대라. 체지 등의 미인의 유지, 교화체의 미인의 유지인데, 정신장사에 딴남 먹어요.
한자, 너 마둘라?
안 먹어야 되지, 자기들이.
한자, 나 던져내, 뭐.
이렇게 하면 지하들이. 무슨, 관인, 관인가 보시? 남자들한테 도움을 사다보지는, 넘어가는 방역으로, 내가 영화. 남자들한테는, 그냥 쳐주고, 내가 쳐주고. 내리면, 내리기잖아. 그럼 내게 숨어. 내리면, 숨어. 내게 미소가 그냥 숨어. 미소가 있으면 숨어. 쟤, 쟤, 깨봤다, 많이 먹어. 쟤들, 쟤들 깨봤다, 안 먹어. 살려 하고, 말아서 먹어. 쟤들, 쟤는, 쟤라, 쟤는, 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 민노바의 생각이 고조 숨을 알아다니니 딱 하나 결혼을 들어온 거지. 그러니까 우리 결혼 봐. 이래 보면 아 따라 주네 한번 전에 하고 결혼을 하십니다. 저도 못해. 저기 무슨 선생님의 노약이 딱 상당히 농산 상당히 그 결혼 적어요. 여자들은 결혼 적어요. 여자들 여자인 어디나 많이 생각하고 최근에 뭐 자주 민노바의 생각이 고조선 알아대신 우면랑 싸워도는 탐무전 자와전 당구 결혼을 하면 자와 결혼자도는 얘네 생전된다는 잠의 생명원으로 진짜 잡아오므로 잠의 생명원으로 마송 춤다 시켜서 15소기 농화를 농화원을 놔두지 농화인의 농화를 농화 교체네 잡았지 영혼을 잡았지 이 영화장을 기억했는데, 마소 손당, 제가 내지 조당, 15소기 농화의 로아, 농화와, 농화기의 농화당, 농화, 농화 비싼데, 제가 농화 숨 쓴 것인데, 농화기의 농화 돼야지, 농화의 농화 된 거지. 농화기의 농화. 농화를, 농화기의 농화, 농화의 농화, 농화의 농화. 농화를, 농해 농아 비슷해. 농아 비슷해. 농아 중에 농아 중에 미니 미니 신경 쓰고 하여간 이 현재 지금 누워봤는데 이제 가라고 생기고 너무 잡는지 잡아 잡았으면 돼야지 용어 잡아 쓴 거예요 지금 먼저 이 보면 지금 보면 나머지 용어 잡았지 현재 되게 생기 기술을 현재 주소 이런 가족이 와서 쓴다 여간에 지나서 농아에 농아 와라 교회 동화가 나와, 켜가지지 동화 수행이 나와야 되는 이시고 있어.
And next, goes on to say, facing paintings, statues, and so forth. Of the completely enlightened one, reliquaries and the excellent teaching of a flower, incense, whatever you have. And then with the seventh part offering from the prayer of noble conduct, the Samantabhadra prayer. And then with the thought never to turn back till you gain ultimate enlightenment. with the strong feet and the three shoes, kneeling with kneeling with one knee on the ground and your hands pressed together. First of all, take refuge three times. So, what these show is that they're taking refuge in the three jewels. So, in order to take refuge, you feel the suffering nature of yourself and so forth. And then, the what you take refuge in are those of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. And so, in verse number seven, where it says, painting pictures of what of the completely enlightened ones, it shows the Buddhas. And then, the reliquaries or stupas show the heart or the mind of Buddhas, represented by these stupas. And then the excellent teaching shows the representation of the speech of the Buddha. And so you have the image of the Buddha, and then the representation of the image of the Buddha, and the heart of the mind of the Buddha, and also the representation of the speech of the Buddha. And so, with regard to these, the speech of the Buddha, and what you do, imagine here is that of the words of the Buddha. It could be those of the conjures or the translation of the words of the Buddha in Tibetan, particularly if you say that when you take this has to do with that of the cultivation of bodhicitta, first of all. So as I said earlier, one can have this wish to become a Buddha for the sake of all sentient beings. Just merely having that thought is said to be an ordinary kind of bodhicitta. And once you have this ordinary bodhicitta, and you should train your mind more and more, and then there comes a time when you will really feel strongly in your mind that you will not give this up. And so, on the one hand, initially you may just have a very superficial kind of, wish to become a Buddha for the sake of the sentient beings. But then that turns into this strong pledge that you will make, that you reflecting on that experience, that thought, you think and determine that you will not give this up. And so that becomes the pledge to sort of aspiring bodhicitta. And so the text here is dealing more with the second type of aspiring bodhicitta, when it says, with the seven-part offering, which are those of the seven limb offering that we usually do, prostration and so forth, and from the prayer of noble conduct, and with the thought never to turn back. That is this resolve that you make, the resolution that you make that you will not give up this thought to become enlightened for the sake of all sentient beings. Till you gain ultimate enlightenment. And so, what you have here is the difference between the superficial kind of bodhicitta and that is a pledged and aspiring bodhicitta is that the superficial one can be easily aroused in our mind. And it is less powerful and less beneficial than compared to the other one, which is the pledged and aspiring bodhicitta. And while the superficial one has less benefit, and it also you are in a less kind of danger as well, because once you have made a pledge, then it has great benefits for yourself. But then there are certain dangerous to, I mean, this one as well, because what you have to keep, I mean, as your pledge and precept is those of the avoiding the four negative and black actions, and you know, cultivating the four positive actions and so forth, as well as keeping the precepts for to safeguard your bodhicitta from declining in this life as well as those of the next lives. And so when you say that you are going to not going to give up this kind of thought, you are making this pledge to think of enlightenment and becoming enlightened for the sake of all sentient beings. And so ideally it would be best if we could have that kind of a resolution when it comes to generating bodhicitta. Not only that you have cultivated bodhicitta within yourself, but you make this resolution that you will work for the sentient beings without any giving it up. And so when you do this kind of ritual or ceremony, you need to have some kind of image or some being like Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, Sutta in whom you take refuge. And so in order to take refuge, which is shown in the next verse, with strong faith in the three truths, kneeling and all that. And so this shows the field of merit or in Gopan, which you use to take your pledge, to make the pledge for this aspiring bodhicitta. And then having within this process that you think about is those of the suffering of sentient beings. So it says next, beginning with an attitude of love for all sentient beings, consider beings, excluding none, suffering in the three births, rebirths, suffering and so forth, suffering of birth, and the rest, and death and migration. And then, since you want to free these beings from suffering of pain, from suffering and the causes of suffering, arouse immutably or irreversibly this the resolve to attain enlightenment. And so in the process of cultivating bodhicitta, of course it's not easy to, at all to cultivate bodhicitta, because you have to have all the causes and conditions right, and therefore this is showing on the one hand how you should collect merit, much merit, in order to cultivate bodhicitta by having those buddhas and the conditions of the buddha, the images, the stupas, and the scriptures. Within the scriptures you have the ideally those perfection of wisdom sutras, and even if you cannot get all of them, you should at least have instead that the perfection of wisdom sutra in 8,000 verses on the altar. So you should have an image of the Buddha and the physical representation of the Buddha, and the representation of his mind and the representation of his speech, and then take this kind of pledge. And so you take refuge in them, in the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. And then you also think about when it says the next, beginning with the attitude of love, it shows that of cultivation of love, which is wishing others to be happy, to have happiness. And so, and then you also think about the suffering nature of sentient beings. Within with regard to the suffering, there are these three types of suffering that you reflect on. The suffering of suffering, which is shown by the second line and verse number 11. Where it says from suffering of pain, and then you also think about the third line it says from suffering, which refers to changeable suffering, and then cause of suffering, maybe it refers to the third type of suffering, which is known as the pervasive conditioned existential suffering. And so you think about releasing all sentient beings, freeing all sentient beings from these three types of suffering. And when you think that, you have compassion, you mean, develop compassion within yourself, which in turn brings about here that the resolute mind, where you want to take the responsibility onto yourself, and then you gain this experience of true bodhicitta within yourself. And so make this pledge to not lose. Give up this bodhicitta of the yourself. Then the next verse is verse number 12 says the qualities of developing such an aspiration is fully explained in Maitreya, by Maitreya in the array of trunks sutra. So this is referring to a source where you can look into if you wish to know about the qualities of the bodhicitta, the aspiring bodhicitta. And then goes on to say, having learned about the infinite benefits of the intention to gain full enlightenment by reading this sutra, referring to the area of Kama Sutra, or hearing it from a teacher, aroused repeatedly to make it steadfast. Verse number 14 says, the sutra requested by Viradatta fully explains the merits therein. At this point in summary, I will cite just three verses. It continues with the quotations from the next three verses, verse number 15, 16, 17. Ending with number 17, where it says, for such is limited. For today, we stop here. Then we shall continue this teaching tomorrow afternoon.
Thank you for your attention. Pukhya-jo-jo-me-do-sa-ri-ra-ding-in-in-ge-gya-va-di-sa-ke-shin-tu-mi-te-yo-va-gi-ya-ta-ka-na-vla-chin-la-chuk-pa-ri-shu-ti-ra-ng-gur-ra-ta-man-ta-la-ga-ni-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya-ta-ya